知音服务人员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2020年9月27日，星期日。我们今天又非常非常荣幸的邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladev 法布，为我们继续讲述今天的圣殿布加瓦坛的早课。敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
We will continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, Chapter 8, Questions by King Parikshit, and today we are reading the last verse of this chapter, text 29.
我们今天继续阅读《圣殿布加瓦坛》第二篇第八章帕尔克希特王的提问。我们今天呢要阅读的是最后的一个时间，第二十九时间。
Yat-yat. Parikshit.
Parikshit.
Rishabha.
Rishabha.
Yad-yat Parikshit Rishabha.
Yad-yat Parikshit Rishabha.
Pandunam.
Pandunam.
Anuprichati.
Anuprichati.
Pandunam Anuprichati.
Pandunam Anuprichati.
Anupurvyena.
Anupurvyena.
Tat.
Tat.
Sarvam.
Sarvam.
Anupurvyena tat sarvam.
Anupurvyena tat sarvam.
Khyatum.
Akhyatum.
Upachakrame.
Upachakrame.
Akhyatum upachakrame.
Akhyatum upachakrame.
Yad-yat Parikshit Rishabha.
Yad-yat Parikshit Rishabha.
Pandunam anuprichati.
Pandunam anuprichati.
Anupurvyena tat sarvam.
Anupurvyena tat sarvam.
Yatum upachakrame
Akhyatum upachakrame.
Okay, word for word.
对对字。
Yat yat.
Yat yat. 无论如何。
Parikshit.
Parikshit. 君王。
Rishabha.
Rishabha. 最优秀的。
Pandunam.
Pandunam. 在潘度的王朝中。
Anuprichati.
Anuprichati, 继续询问。
Anupurvyena,
Anupurvyena, 从始至终。
Tat,
Tat, 所有那些。
Akhyatum, Sarvam,
Sarvam, 完整的。
Akhyatum,
Akhyatum, 描述。
Upachakrame,
Upachakrame,他做好准备。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文，他也准备回答 Parikshit 王问他的全部问题。Maharaj Parikshit 是潘度王朝中最优秀的成员，因此有能力向真正有资格的人提出恰当的问题。要旨，Parikshit 王问了很多问题。其中有些非常奇特，目的是要了解真相，但老师没有必要按照门徒提出的问题的顺序回答。Sukadeva Goswami 作为经验丰富的老师，用他师徒传承中接受的知识，有系统的回答了 Parikshit 王问的全部问题，无一遗漏。到此为止，结束了 Bhakti Vedanta 对圣殿布加瓦坛第二篇第八章帕克希特王提出的问题所做的阐释。译文，他也准备回答帕克希特王提的全部问题。Maharaj Parikshit 是潘度王朝中最优秀的成员，因此 有能力向真正有资格的人提出恰当的问题。
Om Jnana Timiram Dasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchade Shatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Panchakalpataru Vyacha Kripa Sindhu Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do you have the first canto with you? The first volume, first canto?
Yes.
You check on chapter 2, text 5. First canto, chapter 2, text 5.
First canto,
chapter 2, text 5.
Yes, I have it with me now.
So, Munaya Sadupristoham Bhavadbilokamangalam Yakrita Krishna Samprashno Yanatma Suprasidati. Can you read the translation?
Yeah. 刚才阿叔读的这个诗节呢，是圣典波迦瓦坛第一篇第二章的第五诗节。译文：圣人们呐、啊，你们向我提的问题十分的恰当，你们的问题极有价值，因为他们与 Krishna 有关，因而关系到世界的福利。只有这类问题才能彻底的满足自我。
So this was spoken later on, maybe 50 to 70 years later, after this dialogue between Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj.
那么这个呢，是在 Sukadeva Goswami 和 Parikshita 王对话之后的五十年大概的这个时间之后所发生的一段对话。
Yeah, maybe 50 or 70 years later.
大概是五十到七十年之后。
So this was spoken by Sutta Goswami.
那么这个诗节呢，是由 Sutta Goswami 所讲述的。
The Srimad Bhagavatam as we have it.Is the discussion between Sutta Goswami and the sages of Naimisharanya.
那我们其实所听到的这圣典波迦瓦坛呢，是 Sutta Goswami 与在 Naimisharanya 森林里面的这些圣人们之间的对话。
So while answering their questions, Sutta Goswami relates the dialogue.You know, goes back to the dialogue between Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj.
当 Sutta Goswami 在回答圣人们的问题的时候呢，他就会去提及之前 Parikshita 王以及圣Sukadeva Goswami 之间的这个对话中的内容。
Sutta Goswami, he was there when Shukadeva Goswami was.Talking, narrated the Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj.
当Srila Sukadeva Goswami 在向 Parikshit Maharaj 在讲述圣典波迦瓦坛的时候呢 ，Sutta Goswami 当时是在场的。
So as Sukadeva Goswami praised Maharaj Parikshit because of his very wonderful questions, the same Sutta Goswami he also praised the sages for their wonderful questions.
所以呢，当 Parikshita 王询问了这么美妙的问题，而得到了 Srila Sukadeva Goswami 的赞赏的时候，其实 Sutta Goswami 他也做了同样的事情，他也赞扬了圣人们所提出的如此美妙的问题。
So if when Sutta Goswami praised the sages of Naimisharanya, he said the reasons why their questions, why he was so pleased by their questions.
当Srila Sutta Goswami 在赞扬 Namisharanya 森林中的圣人们所提出的这些问题非常的美妙的时候，他讲述了为什么所有的这些问题令他如此的欣慰。
Because he said their questions were very relevant.
因为他说呢，他们的问题是十分的恰当的。
And they were Lokamangalam. They were for the welfare of the whole world.
而且呢，他们是 Lokamangalam， 他们是为了整个世界的福祉而提出的问题。
Because they were related to Krishna.
因为他们和 Krishna 相关。
And only this type of questions can really satisfy the selves.
而且只有这样的问题，它才能够使自我得到满足。
So Shukadeva Goswami is expressing the same feeling here.
所以呢，圣苏卡德瓦戈斯瓦米他在这儿是表达了同样的感受。
Because this is what pleases the most. The great sages is to have an opportunity to speak about Krishna, and so relevant questions like that encourage them, stimulate them to speak about Krishna.
因为呢，这是让圣人们感到最欣慰的事情。因为呢，就是这样的这个问题呢，就可以激励着他们有讲述关于 Krishna 相关的话题的机会。
So.Parikshit Maharaj was, Shukadeva Goswami was very happy to have opportunity to speak about Krishna.
所以说呢，Srila Sukadeva Goswami 呢，他就感到非常的开心，因为他有这样一个机会能够讲述关于 Krishna 的话题。
To speak Srimad Bhagavatam.
可以讲述圣典薄伽瓦坛。
The same way he had heard from his father.
他以从他的父亲那儿所聆听的原汁原味的信息来讲述。
But he added his own realization, his own experience.
但是呢，他又把他自己的体验以及自己的觉悟加了进来。
That's why so many great personalities came to that.Gathering, you know, where Parikshit Maharaj was preparing to leave his body and Shukadeva Goswami appeared there and he was going to answer his questions. So many great personalities from all over the universe, they came there.
当 Parikshit 王他来到了这个河岸边，然后准备在这儿离开他的躯体，然后呢，Srila Sukadeva Goswami 就来到了这里，并且准备回答 Parikshit 王所给他提出的问题。然后这样呢，就吸引了很多的宇宙中的伟大的圣人们全部来到这里，要聆听他们的对话。
Because they were going to hear about Krishna, they were eager to hear about Krishna.
因为他们将要聆听关于 Krishna 的信息，他们非常的渴望能够听到关于 Krishna 的信息。
And they particularly wanted to hear about Krishna from Shukadeva Goswami.
而且他们特别的呢，是希望能够从Srila Sukadeva Goswami 那里去聆听到关于 Krishna 的信息。
Different reasons, you know, he was a very pure young boy, you know, he was in his 16s and less than 18 years old, and in the beginning of his youth, you know, and he was very pure. He was very pure from birth.
那这有不同，就是有各种各样的原因，为什么想从他这里来听聆听？因为Srila Sukadeva Goswami 呢，他是一个才只有16岁年纪的一个非常清纯纯净的少年，还不到18岁，所以呢，他很净，他很纯粹，很净化。
And he was born from a great father, Vyasadeva himself.
而且呢，他的父亲呢，是一位伟大的。是一位伟大的人物，是 Srila Vyasadeva 本人。
And Vyasadeva was accepted as the highest authority in Vedic about the absolute truth.
而且呢，Vyasadeva 呢也被接受为是伟达经所提供的绝对真理的最高权威。
And Vyasadeva had imparted that knowledge Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj, to Shukadeva Goswami.
而 Srila Vyasadeva 呢就把圣典摩迦瓦坛中的这些知识传递给了 Srila Sukadeva Goswami.
Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, it means to hear all the conclusion, the perfect conclusion of all the knowledge that is there in the Vedas.
聆听圣典摩迦瓦坛其实就是去聆听在北达经中的所有的完美的知识的结论。
Not only the Vedas, but also the Upanishads and the Puranas, everything is there in Srimad Bhagavatam.
不仅仅是从伟达经，还有从 Upanishad 所有这些奥义书中、往事书中的所有的这些知识的精髓，全部都涵盖在了圣典摩迦瓦坛之中。
It's the perfect presentation of the conclusion of the Vedas.
所以呢，它是《伟达经》的结论的完美的展示。
And mostly important, it's about the absolute truth in its most important feature.
而且最重要的呢，它是展现的是绝对真理的最重要的特征。
The absolute truth can be perceived or realized in three levels.
绝对真理可以通过三个层面来觉悟。
It can be perceived or realized as Brahman, the total spiritual energy.
首先呢，可以觉悟到 Brahman, 它是灵性的能量，完全的灵性能量。
It's already a wonderful aspect of the absolute truth when we realize the spiritual energy, the spiritual effusions coming from the beautiful form of the Lord.
当一个人他能够觉悟到这个灵性的能量，能够觉悟到来自于至尊主的身体的美妙的光灿的时候，这已经是一个非常了不起的觉悟的层面了。
It's already beyond material existence.
因为这已经是超越了物质存在的状态。
But it's just one beginning aspect of the absolute truth, just a part of the absolute truth.
但是呢，这只是对于绝对真理的认知的初始阶段，它只是它的绝对真理的一部分。
It is in this platform that we realize our eternity.
但是呢，也就是在这个层面，我们意识到了我们的永恒性。
Oh, this is already, that has already a very important realization.
但是呢，这已经是一个非常重要的觉悟了。
We realize we are not these bodies, we are spiritual.
我们意识到了我们并不是这具躯体，我们是灵性的。
But there is higher, can be perceived in a higher aspect. The absolute truth can perceive even better.
但是呢，对于绝对真理呢，还有一个更高的认知，有一个更好的认知。
The absolute truth can be perceived as the super soul in the hearts of every living entity that exists in this world.
那么这个绝对真理呢，它可以被认知到是居住在这个世界的所有的生物体心中的超灵。
Is the one from whom everything.Emanates is the one who maintains everything.
那他呢是万事万物缘起的原因，是他在维系着所有的一切。
Is the source of all creation.
他是一切创造的源泉。
Is the supreme Lord.
他是至尊主。
And then higher perception, higher realization of the absolute truth is Bhagavan. When we see.When you realize that the absolute truth is a person who has a beautiful form, not only that, he has many, many wonderful qualities and many wonderful activities.
但是呢，对于绝对真理的更高的认知呢，是认知到八个万，意识到绝对真理八个万，他是一个人，他是一个个体性的人，而且呢，不仅如此。他呢有非常美妙的各种各样的品质，以及呢他会有各种各样的非常奇妙的活动。
And moreover, is very eager to relate to have loving relationships with individual souls.
而且更多的呢，是他非常的渴望着能够和所有的这些个体的灵魂能够有非常的这个含满着情感爱的关系。
That's why Bhagavan is the ultimate realization of the absolute truth.
所以为什么说巴格万是对于绝对真理的最终极的认知，最终极的觉悟？
Because by realizing Bhagavan, we realize that he is positioned as the creator and maintainer of everything, and we realize that he is spirit, is not matter.
那么因为我们觉悟到巴格万之后呢，我们就知道他是万事万物的维系者以及创造者以及维系者，而且呢我们还意识到了他是灵性的，他并不是物质的。
So we realize at the same time,the Super Soul, Paramatma, and Brahman. It's all included in Bhagavan.
所以呢，我们最终呢就意识到了，这个 Brahman 就是凡以及超灵，它其实全部都是涵盖在 Bhagavan 之中的。
So that's why Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, is about the.Highest aspect of the absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna.
对，就为什么呢？为什么说圣典博迦瓦坛它所讲述的内容呢，是关于绝对真理的最高层面，讲的是 Sri Krishna 的信息。
And we hear in Srimad Bhagavatam how Krishna appears in so many forms of different avatars in order to perform many, many incredible and wonderful.activities.
那我们在整部圣典博迦瓦坛里面也听到了 Krishna 他如何在众多的 avatar 化身中显现，从而能够进行各种各样非常奇妙的逍遥活动。
So by hearing about the activities of all these different avatars of the Lord, our attraction to the Supreme Lord becomes stronger and stronger because it's such a wonderful personality.
因为主他是如此一位美妙的人物，所以呢，当我们去聆听主他在各种各样的 avatar 中所进行的所有这些奇妙的逍遥活动的时候呢，就变得我们会越来越被他所吸引。
So as our attraction becomes stronger and stronger, and then eventually we're going to hear.About the origin of all these avatars, the original form of the Lord, Sri Krishna.
对，随着我们对于所有这些 avatar 的这些活动的不断的被吸引，最终呢，就引得我们能够去聆听所有的这些 avatar 的最初的源泉 Sri Krishna 的信息了。
So when our hearts start becoming purified and our attraction to the Lord becomes more and more pure.Then we are given the chance to hear about the pastimes of Krishna in his original form.
当我们的内心变得越来越净化，当我们被主的这些吸引变得越来越净化的时候，我们就能够得到去聆听主的最原初形象的机会。
But that's why questions about Krishna.Are very, very pleasing to the pure devotees of Krishna.
所以说呢，关于 Krishna 的问题就非常非常的取悦，这个主 Krishna 的纯粹的奉献者。
Because they have so much love, so much attachment for Krishna that they just want to talk about him all the time and constantly.
因为他们对于 Krishna 有如此多的爱以及依恋之情，所以呢，他们就希望能够恒常不断的、不断的去讲述关于 Krishna 的话题。
Remember when Shukadeva Goswami was born, and he was born late already after six months of pregnancy, and what he was doing?
Sorry, Ashu, 6 months pregnancy.
16 years of pregnancy. After 16 years of pregnancy, he took birth and then he walked out.
那我们还记得Srila Sukadeva Goswami 呢，他的 出生是很晚的，他在他的母亲的子宫里面被怀了16个月之后，他才生出来。
No,
然后出生以后
16 years.
16年，对不起，16年之后呢，然后呢才生出来。生出来之后呢，他就离家出走了。
He didn't say a word.
他当时一句话也没说。
And he was walking in the forest, and he was like a dumb and deaf. He didn't say a word to anyone.
那么当时呢，他就好像是一个聋哑人一样，在森林里面晃悠。他当时一句话也不说。
He was an impersonalist. He had realized Brahman already, even before being in the womb of his mother. It was already Brahman realized.
那么他当时呢，是一位非人格主义者，他已经觉悟到了 Brahman。他当时在他母亲的子宫里面的时候呢，他已经觉悟到了凡。
But when he heard Srimad Bhagavatam, he became so attracted to Krishna, and then he just wanted to talk about Krishna as much as possible. That's why he went to that gathering around Parikshit Maharaj on the bank of the Jamuna. He wanted just to talk, have opportunity to talk about Krishna.
但是呢，当他听到了关于 Krishna 的信息之后呢，他就完全的被 Krishna 所吸引，而且呢，他就忍不住的想要讲述关于 Krishna 的信息。所以这也就是为什么他会来到恒河的岸边，会来到这个众人的集会上，因为他想在这个地方能够讲述关于 Krishna 的信息。
So everybody knew that retelling the Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit would be very, very sweet.
而且所有人都知道他对于帕克希特王关于圣典伯达瓦坦的讲述呢将是非常的甜美的。
So because Shukadeva Goswami was going to speak.
因为呢是了 Shukadeva Goswami 他将要讲述。
Shuka means parrot.
Shuka 的意思呢是鹦鹉的意思。
And parrots have a certain...chemical substance in their beaks that when they bite a fruit, they make that fruit become sweeter.
那这个鹦鹉的这个鸟喙里面有一种化学物质，当这个化学物质戳到了水果之后，果实之后呢，这个果实就会变得更加的甘甜。
Srila Prabhupada explains, Shukadeva Goswami had this characteristic ofonce it touched, heard Srimad Bhagavatam, he could transmit it with much more sweetness.
那所以Srila Prabhupada 他就解释说呢，Srila Shukadeva Goswami 他是具备这样的特征的。当他听到了 Krishna 的信息之后，他就有能力把它以更加甜美的方式给讲述出来。
So all great sages came there. Narada Muni was there in assembly to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from him.
对，当时呢，所有的这些圣人们全都来了。Srila Narada Muni 也来到了这圣人的聚会中来聆听Srila Shukadeva Goswami 的讲述。
All the most famous sages, they were there.
所有的这些最著名的圣人们全部都到了这里。
From all over the universe, not just from this earth.
他们是来自于宇宙的各地，并不仅仅是来自于地球星宿。
And even his father Vyasadeva was there to hear his son speaking Srimad Bhagavatam.
即使他自己的父亲Srila Vyasadeva也在那里来聆听他自己的儿子对圣典伯达瓦坦的讲述。
And now you can see Shukadeva Goswami is so happy because Parikshit Maharaj has so many wonderful questions.
而现在呢，我们可以看到Srila Shukadeva Goswami非常的开心，因为Parikshita王问了这么多非常奇妙的问题。
Because these questions are related to Krishna, the absolute truth in his higher aspect.
因为所有的这些问题呢，都是和 Krishna 相关的，都是绝对真理的最高层面的相关的问题。
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita in the 15th chapter that said,The Vedas are meant to know him. The purpose of the Vedas is to know him.
在圣典伯加梵歌的第十五章的第十五世界里，Sri Krishna 就说呢，这伟达经的目的就是为了要去了解他。
The purpose of the Vedas is to know Krishna, to know him.
对，所以说呢，这伟达经的目的就是为了要去了解 Krishna, 要了解他。
So, questions about Krishna This is the sum and substance of all Vedic inquiries, all Vedic questions.
那么所以说呢，对于 Krishna 相关的这些信息是在北达经里面要询问的所有的这些问题。
Because this is what creates what we call Krishna Katha, you know, we start discussing topics about Krishna. Krishna Katha is the most purifying activity we have.
那因为这样呢，就可以让我们进行 Krishna Katha， 可以进行对 Krishna 话题的讲述。而对于 Krishna 的话题的讲述呢，是我们能够做的最让我们感到净化的活动。
So because questions, it's normal. Questions, everybody has questions in this world. Everybody is constantly asking questions.
这个问题呢，其实是一件很普通平常的事儿。在这个世界上的人们都是在不断的询问各种各样的问题的。
And not just human beings, the animals, the birds, they're also very busy in asking questions and hear the answers.
不仅仅是人在提出问题，其实动物啊，还有鸟儿啊，其实也都特别的忙忙叨叨的在询问问题，以及在聆听问题的答案。
You see, in the morning, the birds, you know, are coming out of the nest, that they have so many questions. And the birds inside the nest is asking questions, answer questions, and answer back and forth.
比如说在清晨的时候，从鸟窝里面出来的这些小鸟们，他们其实就有各种各样的问题，然后呢就在啾啾鸣叫着问问题，然后其他鸟呢在回答这些问题。
And human beings, unless they are really deep in deep sleep, they are also busy with questions and answers.
而人类呢，除非他们是正在进行深度睡眠，否则的话，他们也是在忙忙叨叨的在问问题以及询问问题。
Businessmen have so many questions and answers about the market.
比如说像生意人们呢，他们就会询问各种各样的关于他们的经营的市场上的问题。
The lawyers in the court also asking questions and also dealing with questions and answers.
在庭上的这些律师们，他们也是在不断的在应对着各种各样的问题和答案。
The students in the schools questions and answers.
在学校里面的学生们也在不断的询问问题，寻找答案。
The politicians, the press representatives, everybody busy with questions and answers.
比如说像这些政治家们，还有像新闻发言人们，他们也都是在非常忙碌的在询问问题，在回答问题。
So everybody is engaged in question and answers all their lives, but why are they not satisfied?
所以说呢，所有的人在一生中都在应对着各种各样的问题和答案，但是为什么他们没有达到成功呢？
Why they are not really happy if they are also asking so many questions and hear so many answers?
如果他们要是也是询问了这么多问题，而且听到了这么多答案，为什么却不快乐呢？
Yeah, they certainly can satisfy their needs through these questions and answers, but their needs are basically eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That's what they can satisfy through this.Questions and answers in this world.
但是通过这个询问这些问题以及回答这些问题呢，是可以满足他们的一些基本的需求的。但是他们在这个世界所要满足的基本需求，仅仅是吃、睡、防卫和交配这些问题。
That's what the little birds are saying in the morning. I need food. Okay, I'm going to get food for you.
比如说这小鸟，它早上起来，它在说什么呢？它说我想吃东西。然后另外一只鸟说：“好吧，好吧，我给你弄点吃的来。”
And human society the same. Where I can find to eat? How can I have a better sex? How can I defend myself? It's all related to our material needs.
那么这人类呢？他问的也是同样的问题。我这能吃点什么好吃的呀？我怎么能过一个更爽的性生活呀？或者说是我怎么能够更好的保护一下我自己啊？所以他所有的这些问题呢，都是和他自己的这个物质的躯体相关的问题。所以说
，How to protect ourselves？
如何保护我自己
？Don't worry, we protect you. We have big missiles.
不用担心，我们会保护你的，因为我们有特别大的导弹。
So this is what question answers are about in this material world, satisfying our material needs of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending.
所以说呢，这就是我们在这个物质世界所询问的这些问题。那么它是来满足我们物质的需求，就满足我们的这个吃、睡、防卫、交配这方面的需求。
So yes, we satisfy our material needs, but what about our real satisfaction, the satisfaction of our real selves?
那么我们可以满足我们的物质需求，但是如何去满足我们真正的需求呢？如何去满足我们关于自我的真正的需求呢？
Satisfaction of the soul can only be obtained by questions and answers about Krishna.
而要想满足我们灵魂的需求，只有通过询问跟 Krishna 相关的问题才能够得到满足。
Krishna is our most intimate master.
Krishna 他是我们最亲密的主人。
He's our most intimate friend, father, and son, and object of conjugal love.
他是我们最亲密的朋友，最亲密的父亲，最亲密的情侣爱人。
But because we have forgotten Krishna, we have created so many other objects of questions and answers.
但是呢，由于我们忘记了 Krishna， 所以呢，我们就凭空创造出了很多的其他的关于问题和答案的对象。
But none of them are able to give us complete satisfaction.
但是其他的那些问题和答案呢，是没有办法完全的给我们满足的。
So people can satisfy their material needs, but they are not really happy.
对人们，他可以满足他的物质的需求，但是却没有办法真正的变得快乐起来。
The needs keep coming, you keep satisfying them, but we are not really happy.
但人们呢，会不断的回来，不断的去得到这些方面的满足，但是呢，却没有办法真正变得真正的快乐起来。
Because it's temporary satisfaction only.
因为这些所给你的满足感只不过是一些短暂而临时的满足感而已。
If we want to achieve real complete satisfaction, we must engage in question answers about Krishna.
对，如果我们真的想要得到完全的快乐的话，那我们就必须要让自己从事于去询问跟 Krishna 相关的话题。
That's why, because Srimad Bhagavatam deals with questions and answers related to Krishna, we can derive so much happiness simply by reading or hearing this narrations of Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么就是由于圣严波迦瓦坛它是和 Krishna 直接相关的这些话题，以至于我们仅仅是通过聆听以及讲述圣严波迦瓦坛中的信息，我们就能够从中获得无限的快乐，这么多的快乐。
Simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we can find the solutions to all our problems.
而且仅仅是通过聆听圣严波迦瓦坛，我们就能够找到去解决我们所有问题的方法。
Srimad Bhagavatam is about Krishna, and Krishna is the solution to all problems.
圣严波迦瓦坛是关于 Krishna 的信息，而 Krishna 他是一切的问题的麻烦的解决的方法的源泉。
So that's why the questions of Maharaj Parikshit are so glorious.
所以就为什么 Parikshita 王他所提出来的这些问题是如此的充满了荣耀。
It's not that because he's Maharaj Parikshit, it's not that because he's a great king or because he's the grandson of Arjuna.It's because of his questions.
而并不是因为他是 Parikshita 王，他是一位伟大的国王，或者说他是 Arjuna 的孙子，而是因为他询问了这些问题。
It's not because of that reason that all the great sages came to hear from their talk with Shukadeva Goswami.
而且并不是因为这些原因才使得所有的这些圣人们来这儿聆听Srila Sukadeva Goswami 以及与 Parikshita 王之间的对话。
Maharaj Parikshit, he wanted just to do one thing. He wanted to absorb his mind completely on Krishna, on the 7 days that were left in his life.
帕克西特王在他这七天要离世的这日子中，他唯一想做的一件事情，就是让他的心意完全沉醉在对 Krishna 的冥想之中。
And many sages there around, they gave him different options, different things he could do, but he was not completely satisfied until Shukadeva Goswami came and decided to narrate to him Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么当时呢，在聚众的这些圣人们呢，其实给了帕克西特王很多的建议，就是告诉他可以做这个做那个，但是呢，他都不能够感到完全的满意，直到。Srila Shukadeva Goswami 出现，并且决定要给他讲述圣典波迦瓦坛为止。
Remember the main original question of Parikshit Maharaj, what is the duty of a person who is about to leave his body?
还记得Parikshita 王他所问出的首当其冲的问题，就是当一个人他要离开躯体时，他要履行的职责是什么？
And this is what Shukadeva Goswami came to give him. What he should be doing now that he was about to leave his body.
而这也是 Srila Shukadeva Goswami 来到他的面前所给他的答案，就是当一个人要离开躯体时，他应该做什么？
To hear about Krishna.
去聆听关于 Krishna 的信息。
This is the real activity that we should perform when we are about to leave our bodies.
那么这个是当我们要离开我们的躯体时，我们真正应该去从事的活动。
And we see when our devotees are fortunate enough to give, so they receive the last warning that they are going to leave their bodies because of a particular disease, they know, they get the notice that they are going to leave their body soon. Actually, this is a great fortune because they can prepare themselves to absorb themselves in hearing about Krishna, hearing holy name of Krishna, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam.
其实当一位奉献者如果他要是能够在死亡之前事先得到一个警告，比如说由于自己罹患了严重的疾病而不久于人世的话，这其实是非常的幸运的一件事情，因为这就给了他一个提示，让他知道他现在需要用这个时间去很好的去聆听关于圣典波迦瓦坛的信息了。
So they can do as Maharaj Parikshit did, you know, ask many questions about Krishna and hear very attentively the answers.
所以呢，他们就可以去做和帕克西特王所做的同样的这个事情，去询问很多的跟 Krishna 相关的问题，并且呢，去聆听这些问题的答案。
So all the most important questions were already asked by Maharaj Parikshit.
那么有很多的这个很重要的问题已经被帕克西特王所询问了。
So all our questions can be found in those questions.
所以说呢，我们内心中的所有的问题都可以在帕克西特王所问出的问题中找到。
If you read Srimad Bhagavatam, we're going to see how actually all those questions, all the questions we have are covered by the questions of Maharaj Parikshit.
如果我们要是阅读圣典波迦瓦坛的话，我们就可以看到其实我们内心中的所有的问题全部都涵盖在了帕克西特王所问的问题之中。
And our acharyas, particularly Srila Prabhupada, he condensed all their realizations, and he condensed everything. Prabhupada condensed everything in his beautiful purpose. So it makes even easier, more absorbing to see our questions in all those questions and then to hear the beautiful answers of Shukadeva Goswami.
而Srila Prabhupada呢，他把所有的这些 acharya 们的这些精炼的这个内容全部都非常美妙的呈递在了他的要旨里，然后从而呢让我们能够更加的容易的去找到我们和帕克西特王所询问的这个问题相关的这些问题，然后呢可以从而更容易的去聆听到我们需要得到的答案。
So by reading or by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, the verses and the purports, we get we will find all our questions there and the perfect answers to all those questions before we leave our bodies.
所以说呢，当我们去聆听以及这个阅读圣典伯加瓦坛的师姐以及这些要旨的时候呢，我们其实在这个离开躯体之前，我们就能够在其中找到我们所询问的问题的所有的这些答案。
So those questions were perfect questions because they were beneficial to all people.
那他所有的这些问题呢，都是完美的问题，因为所有的这些问题，它是对于一切人的福祉都是有益的。
It was not just for Mahesh Bhakti, it was for all of us.
对呢，这些问题和答案并不仅仅是为帕克西特王所准备的，是为我们所有的人而准备的。
So it's for us. Everything is there.
对呢，这是为了我们的福祉，所有的一切的信息全部都在这里。
So that's why Parikshit Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswami, so happy to prepare himself to answer to those questions of Parikshit Maharaj, and he's going to try to answer all those questions by order.
所以说呢，Srila Sukadeva Goswami 他就非常的开心，非常的欣慰，因为呢被这个帕克希特王所提出来的所有的这些问题所取悦，然后呢他也做好了要按顺序的去回答帕克希特王所提出的所有的这些问题。
So that's why, because these questions and answers were about the highest aspect of the absolute truth, Krishna. So all the great sages, everybody wanted to hear again and again, even if they have heard before, they wanted to hear again from Shukadeva Goswami.
那由于所有的这个回答呢，将是跟 Krishna 相关的信息，而且呢是关于这个绝对真理的这个最高信息，所以呢就使得这些圣人们呢，他们非常的被这个话题所吸引。虽然他们可能有的人以前已经听过了，但是呢，他们还是希望能够再次的聆听，能够不断反复的聆听。
So that's Shukadeva Goswami said, "This your questions."This is the topmost questions.
所以说了，苏克德维格斯纳米对帕克西特王说：“你所询问的问题是最高深的、最高的问题。”
There's no better questions than this.
对呢，不可能有比这些问题更好的问题了。
Because this is the only type of questions that can really satisfy the self.
因为呢，只有这样的问题才能够真正的满足。自我。
Because when we become inquisitive to understand Krishna, then the type of questions we ask can elevate us to the highest perfectional stage of life.
因为呢，当我们真正的可以去询问跟 Krishna 相关的这个问题的时候，那么这样的问题的这个答案呢，它就可以把我们真正的提升到更高的 Krishna 知觉的层面。
That's why Shukadeva Goswami at one point he said, the questions you have asked me and the answers I'm going, now the answers I'm going to give, maybe general people, maybe even some of the people assembly, you will not understand that them completely, perfectly, but simply by hearing the questions and the answers,They will get the greatest benefit.
所以为什么Shukadeva Goswami 对帕克希特王说，现在我将要回答你所提出的这个问题，但是呢，我们在聚众的这些人们中，也许可能他是没有办法完全的聆听懂所有的这些信息，但是仅仅是通过聆听，他就能够被提升到最高的层面，就能够从中而获益。
This is perfect knowledge.
因为这是完美的知识。
So simply by hearing, even if you don't understand, simply by hearing, Krishna becomes pleased within our heart. Simply because you want to hear about Him, Krishna situated in everyone's heart becomes very pleased. And because Krishna is pleased, then we will gradually understand and realize this knowledge.
因为 Krishna 呢，他是居住在众生的心中的。当我们有这种想要聆听关于 Krishna 的信息的愿望的时候呢，居住在我们心中的 Krishna 他就会感到很欣慰。那么当 Krishna 一欣慰一开心之后呢，慢慢我们就能够觉悟到我们所聆听到的信息的知识了。
Oftentimes devotees say, oh, so many things Srimad Bhagavatam I read, I really don't understand. So many things.
那有的时候奉献者就会说，哎呀，这圣典薄伽梵里面的信息实在是太多了，我根本就读不懂里面到底我所读的什么东西。
That's why Srila Prabhupada recommended, first, you read Bhagavad Gita very carefully.
这就为什么 Srila Prabhupada 他给我们是这样的建议的，首先呢，要非常仔细的阅读薄伽梵歌。
Because Bhagavad Gita can dissolve our main misconceptions.
因为薄伽梵歌它其实可以解决掉我们所有的主要的错误的概念。
If you have misconceptions, it's very difficult to perceive and to understand this transcendental knowledge.
因为如果我们要是很有这种错误的概念的话呢，那对于去了解理解这超人的知识是很难麻烦是很难的。
And what is the most serious misconception we have?
但是我们所具备的最严重的错误概念是什么呢？
We think we are these material bodies.
因为我们觉得我们自己是这具物质的躯体。
Oh, it's a very deep-rooted misconception.
Oh, 这是一个深深的扎根在我们内心中的错误的概念。
And because we have identified with our material bodies, we have accumulated so many dirty things within our hearts.
而且就是由于我们错误的认同了我们是这具躯体，所以呢，我们在这个心中积满了各种各样的积尘。
But Krishna is so kind. Simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, gradually all these misconceptions start falling apart, start disappearing. Simply by the action of hearing, even though we don't understand everything.
但是呢 ，Krishna 非常的仁慈，因为呢，他使得我们仅仅是聆听关于圣典薄伽瓦坛去做这个动作，就使得我们内心的这些杂尘。慢慢的就全部都被清除殆尽了，都消失了。即便是我们在聆听的时候，并不懂我们听到的是什么内容。
Yes, because by hearing we are associating with Krishna.
因为通过聆听，我们是在和 Krishna 联谊。
And by associating with Krishna, we have to become purified.
所以说呢，我们要和 Krishna 联谊呢，我们就必须要让自己变得净化起来。
If you are exposed to the sun, you have to become warm.
那比如说呢，你在太阳底下晒着的时候呢，你肯定就会变得暖和。
You may not understand why the whole scientific explanation, but if you are exposed to the sun, you become warm.
也许可能你没有办法用科学的方面去解释为什么在太阳底下晒着就会变暖和了，但是呢，你却不能避免的在太阳底下晒着的时候呢就暖和了。
So when you hear Srimad Bhagavatam sincerely without any ill judgment, you know, just to hear, even if you don't understand, we accept, okay, I don't understand, but I hear it's about Krishna, it's wonderful. So if you have that sincerity in hearing, it's very purifying. We are associating with Krishna.
所以说呢，如果我们要是非常真诚的去聆听，如果是在内心中没有任何的恶意的评判的这种心态去聆听的话，那其实我们就是在和 Krishna 在联谊。
Means we should hear without prejudice, without doubt. Or this, I don't know if it's real. I don't know. Maybe just stories somebody invented. If you don't have prejudice, you don't have doubt that this is really a serious narration, and we hear.Honestly, sincerely, attentively, we are associated with Krishna, and our hearts will become purified.
所以呢，如果我们要是不带任何偏见、不带任何的疑惑的去聆听关于 Krishna 的信息，不会认为哎呀这是故事吧，这不是真的吧？如果我们要是很真诚、很真诚、很认真的去聆听的话，那其实我们在内心中其实就真的是在和 Krishna 在联谊了。
If we touch the fire, we know we get burned.
如果我们要是碰火的话，我们知道肯定是会被烧着的。
If we come in contact with Srimad Bhagavatam in a proper way, we become purified.
那如果你要是以一个很恰当的方式去接近圣典布扎瓦坛的话，那我们就知道我们是一定会得到净化的。
That's why Krishna Katha is such a pious activity, is the topmost pious activity.
那也就是这个原因，为什么 Krishna Katha 是最崇高的虔诚的活动。
Simply by hearing, even if you understand or you don't understand it, the action will be there like the fire. You are in contact with the fire and you're going to become warm, you're going to burn ourselves.
那么就仅仅是通过聆听，无论是我们是听懂了也好还是没听懂也好，只是去听，我们就能够得到这个效果，就好像是在火里面就会被烧着，然后在太阳底下就会变暖和。
So even if you don't understand, the action of hearing is there and is very purifying.
所以说呢，即便我们听不懂，但是如果我们要是有聆听这个动作的话，那它本身就是非常的具有净化力的。
So when there is an opportunity to hear about Krishna, the devotees are together to hear about Krishna, glorify Krishna, we should always be eager to be part of that assembly.
所以说呢，如果要是有一个聚众的奉献者们正在讲述关于 Krishna 的话题的话，那我们总是要充满着热情，渴望的要加入到这个聚会之中，并且呢去聆听关于 Krishna 的信息。
Either physically gathering, physical gatherings or online, whatever gatherings are there, we should be very eager to join because it's so purifying, so auspicious.
这种聚会形式，无论是哪种形式，或者是线下的实地的聚会，或者是在线上的聚会，反正有这种关于 Krishna 的讲述的聚会的时候呢，我们都应该非常的热切的去参加，因为它是非常的净化的行为。
So Maharaj Parikshit requested Shukadeva Goswami to narrate the activities of Krishna so that he could engage his mind in Krishna.
所以呢 Parikshit 王他请求苏克德瓦 Goswami 来讲述关于 Krishna 的活动的信息，从而呢他就可以把他的心意专注在对 Krishna 的活动之中。
Activities of Krishna are none different from Krishna himself.
而 Krishna 的活动和 Krishna 本人没有任何的区别。
So it's inevitable. It's inevitable that we become purified simply by hearing the activities of Krishna because we are associated with Krishna through the transcendental sound.
所以说呢，当我们在聆听关于 Krishna 的活动的信息的时候，那我们是无法避免的得到净化的。因为呢，我们是通过超然的声音在和 Krishna 取得了联谊。
And this is the best way to make us aloof from the material, the miseries of material existence, to hear about Krishna, to glorify Krishna, to chant Hare Krishna. These are the best ways to make us totally unaffected by our conditional material life.
而去聆听关于 Krishna 的信息，去唱诵关于 Krishna 的信息，是最好的让我们能够出离于物质存在痛苦的方法。
So Krishna Katha, discussing topics of Krishna so pure.
所以说呢Krishna Katha, 也就是关于对 Krishna 话题的探讨，这个活动是非常的具有净化力的。
Wherever we speak about Krishna,
无论我们在任何一个地方讲述关于 Krishna 的话题，
Everything becomes purified.
所有的一切都变得被净化了。
The place becomes purified.
这个讲述的地方被净化了。
The person who hears becomes purified.
聆听的人得到了净化。
A person who asks questions becomes purified.
询问问题的人也得到了净化。
A person who answered the question become purified.
回答问题的人也得到了净化。
Everything becomes purified.
所有的一切全部都变得被净化了。
That's why association is devotees so beneficial for everyone because there's an opportunity to hear and discuss, talk about Krishna. It's so powerful.
那也就为什么当奉献者有联谊在一起的时候，这对于所有的人来说都是非常的有利的，因为呢他们就是会开始讲述关于 Krishna 的话题和从事对 Krishna 相关的这些活动，那么它是非常的有力量的展现。
If Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam is discussed amongst non-devotees, there is no much effect.
There is a no what? I didn't hear the last
one. No much effect.
Okay.
If it's discussed amongst non-devotees, there is not so much effect.
但是如果是博迦梵歌，他在这个非奉献者之间。如果是博迦梵歌或者圣典博迦瓦坛在非奉献者中进行讨论的话，却不能够产生太多的效果。
Srila Prabhupada mentioned Bhagavad Gita was already translated in so many languages in the world, particularly in English language, there are so many translations. But none of these Bhagavad Gitas has made one single devotee of Krishna.
虽然帕帕说呢，这个《博迦梵歌》其实已经在世界各地翻译成了多种文字，特别是在英文的版本上呢，也有关于《博迦梵歌》的多部版本的存在。但是呢，没有其中的任何一个版本创造出了哪怕一位奉献者。
But when the Bhagavad Gita was presented through the disciplic succession, immediately and presented by Srila Prabhupada to the first persons who came to hear from him, immediately many people start becoming devotees of Krishna.
但是呢，当这部圣典《博迦梵歌》在使徒传系的这个传承中被呈递出来的时候，当这第一个人来聆听这个舍勒帕帕讲述《博迦梵歌》的时候，立刻就有很多人全部都被吸引来了，并且成为了 Krishna 的奉献者。
Even when Narada Muni asked questions to Lord Brahma, we read about his questions to Lord Brahma, that Lord Brahma, he was very thankful. He thanked Narada Muni for giving him a chance to speak about Krishna.
那我们也聆听到了 Narada Muni 他向主 Brahma 所询问的这些问题。那么即便是主 Brahma, 当他听到了 Narada Muni 向他询问的这些问题的时候呢，他非常的感激 Narada Muni, 因为谢谢 Narada Muni 给了他这么一个能够讲述 Krishna 的机会。
So everybody's benefit, the person who asks question, the person who answers question, the person who hears the question and the answers, everybody gets benefited.
所以呢，所有人都获益了，无论是回答问题的人、提出问题的人，还是聆听这个问题的提出以及问题的解答的人。
So when devotees ask questions, it's not just their own question. Of course, it is their own question, but their own question benefits other people who hear their questions.
那么，当一位奉献者他在提出问题的时候，虽然他提出这个问题确实是和他自己相关的问题，但是呢，他并不是唯一的获益人。实际上，在场的所有的听到了他所提出的问题以及听到这个问题答案的人，全部都获益了。
Because they are questions about Krishna.
因为他们的问题是跟 Krishna 相关的。
So this is what we should engage ourselves the most: hearing, discussing, broadcasting the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, because it's so beneficial.
所以呢，这就是我们应该从事的很重要的活动，就是我们要聆听。我们要阅读以及我们要广泛的传播圣殿博迦瓦坛中的信息，因为这个是非常的有利于所有人的。
And why it's so important?
那么为什么这如此重要呢？
Because we are all about to leave our bodies.
因为我们每一个人都会离开我们的躯体。
We are all about to leave.
因为我们都会离开我们的躯体。
I don't know if it translates. We are about means we are going to leave. We are going to leave soon, these bodies.
That's what I'm saying, Ashu.
Okay. Just make sure. Maharaj Parikshit had 7 days, so he said, What should I hear now that I am about to leave my body? But we are in the same situation as Maharaj Parikshit.
是我们大家呢都即将会离开我们的躯体。 那么 Parikshita 王呢，他有七天的日子可活，那么他就会说，在这七天我将做些什么呢？但是我们大家每一个人所处的处境和 Parikshita 王的处境是一样的。
We don't know if we have 7 days.
但是我们不知道我们是不是就还只剩七天了。
Nobody can guarantee for sure that I'm not going to die in the next 7 days or 7 years.
没有任何一个人敢保证我在今后的这七天或者七年不会死。
Death can come at any moment.
所以呢，死亡可以在任何一个时刻找上门来。
That's why when devotees receive the notice, the pre-notice, you know, this is very auspicious, it's a very good opportunity.
所以说呢，当一位奉献者他如果是能够事先得到这么一个通知的话呢，那其实是一个很，这是很幸运的，他可以有一个去准备好的机会。
Yes, it's an opportunity we can prepare better.
那所以呢，这是给我们的一个机会，这样我们就有更好的机会让自己做好准备。
But because we don't know if you are going to have that opportunity.
但是由于我们不知道我们是不是会得到这样的机会。
So better we take advantage to right now, from now on, pay more attention to Krishna Katha, glorifying Krishna in association with devotees, give more value to these things because.It's to our advantage.
那所以呢，我们就最好现在呢，能够更好的去利用我们去聆听 Krishna Katha 的这个机会，能够更好的去和奉献者联谊，然后呢，以这样的方式让我们更好的做好准备，因为这些对我们来说都是有益的。
So this is what Shukadeva Goswami is urging us to do, what Sutta Goswami is urging us to do, and Srila Prabhupada throughout his purpose is urging us to do.Take more advantage of this Krishna Katha.
所以说呢，这是帕克希特王施拉苏克德沃戈斯巴米所鼓励我们要做的事情，这是施拉帕布帕德在他所有的要旨里面所鼓励我们要做的事情，就是让我们要很好的利用 Krishna Katha 的这个机会。
And the more we engage in Krishna Katha, the more we will be preoccupied with our material problems.
而且呢，我们越多的让自己沉醉在 Krishna Katha 之中，我们就越能够摆脱在物质存在中的束缚。
Because Krishna Katha is the solution to all the problems of life.
因为呢 ，Krishna Katha 它是我们在这个生命中所遇到的所有的问题的麻烦的解决方法。
The more we associate with Krishna, the more we are pulling ourselves away from material existence.
因为我们越多和 Krishna 联谊，也就意味着我们越远的把自己拽离物质的存在。
Okay, we stop here. And if you have any questions or comments or realizations, are very much welcome.
好，那我们现在这个讲课这一部分呢，就先到这里，然后看看大家有没有任何的问题或者评述，或者是任何的觉悟，然后呢，都欢迎大家提上来。I see okay, there was a question from Dina Tarini Mataji. She is saying, Hare Krishna, 请阿叔接受堕落的卑微灵魂的顶拜。感恩翻译和主持人，在听阿叔解答我的问题时，听到阿叔说圣苏克迪瓦戈斯瓦米在听到圣典博加瓦坛之前是非人格主义者，不是玛雅瓦蒂。请教阿叔，非人格主义者和玛雅瓦蒂有什么不同？两者都是超然主义者吗 ？Hare Krishna, Ashu, please accept this very humble soul's obeisances to your lotus feet, and thanks for the translator and also the host. While I'm hearing the answer from your question of last week, and I heard you say that Srila Sukadeva Goswami, before he got the chance to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, he is an impersonalist. However, he is not a Maya Vadi.So my question is that what are the differences between the impersonalist and the Mayavadi? Do both of them are the transcendentalists?
No. The personalists are transcendentalists.
Okay. 他们俩不是不同的。这个非人格主义者呢，他属于是超然主义者。
They may know that Krishna is there, but they are particularly attracted to the impersonal aspect of the Lord.
So, Ashoda, the first part you say,
they may know the existence of the Lord, but they are more attracted to the effulgence emanating from his body, the Brahman, and they want to become one with the effulgence.
Okay, 这个非人格主义者呢，他对于这个主的 Brahman 就是他的这个梵光更加的被吸引，然后呢，他希望能够在梵光中与主合一。
So they don't have any offensive attitude towards the Lord. They're just more attracted to this effulgence of the Lord. That's their attraction.
那么他们对于主呢是没有任何的冒犯的心理的，他只是对于主的梵光更加的被吸引。
And the main reason is that they never heard much about the Supreme Lord in his activities, his loving relationship. They are not aware of those things, so they are just attracted to this impersonal aspect of the Lord.
那么他之所以只是对于主的非人格的这个特征被吸引的原因呢，是因为他没有听到过关于主的人格性的特征，他也没有听说过主他有什么这个。 特点以及他的那些爱心的活动。So
they are not offensive to the Lord.
但是呢，他们对于主是没有冒犯心的。And
usually, if they have, it happens when if they have the opportunity to associate with devotees or associate with the Lord Himself, then they will become very immediately they become attracted to the Supreme Lord in His.
而且呢，这样的事情也发生过，就是像这样的非人格主义者，当他们得到了和奉献者的联谊，或者得到了和主的亲身的联谊的话，他们立刻就会被主的人格特征所吸引。So
we have the example of the four Kumaras and Shukadeva Goswami, but there are so many others.
比如说呢，像四 Kumara 兄弟，还有 Srila Sukadeva Goswami 都是这方面的例子，但是还有很多其他的例子。Whereas
the Mayavadis, they are envious of Krishna.
但是呢，玛雅瓦底他们对 Krishna 是有嫉妒心的。They
say Krishna is not real. When Krishna manifests in this material world, it's just an illusion because Brahman has no form.
他说呢，这 Krishna 他并不是真实存在的。那么这个 Krishna 他只不过是一种幻象，因为 Brahman 他是没有一个实际的形象的。
So this manifestation of individuality, forms, and activities that the Lord performs in the material world, it's all illusion, like the illusion of all the conditioned souls.
那么主他在这个物质世界所上演逍遥时光的这些个体的形象，它只不过就像其他的那些个体灵魂的这个形象一样，不过是幻象而已。So
they will not attain any transcendental position.
所以说呢，这样的玛雅瓦底他们是不可能
Because in order to attain even impersonal Brahman, they have to worship Krishna, even though their intention is to become one with Brahman, still they have to perform some form of bhakti. But the Mayavadis, they don't want to perform bhakti because they don't have any faith in Krishna.
所以说呢，就即便是要想达到凡的这个境界。 虽然说只是这个 Krishna 的，就是这个梵的这个层面的认知，但是他也必须要经历一些 Bhakti 的活动才能够达到这个层面。但是 Mayavadi 他们是不是这么做的，因为他们对于 Krishna 的 Bhakti 的这种行为是完全没有兴趣的。So
it Mayavadis will not attain any. They are envious of Krishna.
所以说呢，这个玛雅瓦底他们是不可能达到超人的层面的，因为他们是对 Krishna 存有嫉妒之心的。Just
they just in world jugglery, but they will not attain any transcendental position.
那所以呢，他们只是徒有其名，但是他们不会达到任何的超人的层面。Because
they are great offenders.
因为他们是很大的冒犯者。
Yes, certainly they get some purification because they perform austerities and do many things like that. So they accept vows. So they certainly purify their existence, but they cannot attain any transcendental position.
但当然，他们因为从事一些苦行，他们也发下了一些誓言，从而呢使他们得到了一些进化。但是呢，他们是不可能达到任何的超然的层面的。
So this is the major difference, which is a very big difference.
那所以呢，这是他们之间的主要的区别。但是呢，这是很大的区别。
So the impersonalists, yes, if they have association of the Lord or His pure devotees, they can naturally become attracted to the Lord in His personal feature because they are not envious.
但是呢，这个非人格主义者由于他们没有嫉妒之心，所以说呢，当他们和这个主联谊，或者是和奉献者联谊了之后，有这样的机会之后呢，就会使他们达到对这个主的认知，然后呢，变成人格主义者。
And even when they attain Brahman, eventually they feel boring.Because they have no activities, there's nobody else, it's just themselves. They only realize one thing, Brahman. So they feel very boring and they fall down into the material world again and they have opportunity to take birth in very exalted families. And if they have association of devotees, oh, immediately they become very serious devotees, like Shukadeva Goswami became immediately an incredible devotee.
而且呢，就当他们在这个 Brahman 的这个层面上的时候呢，由于他在那儿是没人，就没有其他的人，而且没有任何的活动，所以呢，他其实是非常的无聊的。所以呢，他在这种无聊的状态，最终他会再重新的堕入这个物质世界。但是当他堕入到物质世界之后呢，他会投生在一个很了不起的一个奉献者的家庭里面。然后等他在这样的家庭里面出生之后呢，他立刻就会让自己变成一个很认真的修习的奉献者，比如说像施拉苏克德瓦罗斯玛米。So the ask the next question.
Yes.
Yes, still from Dinatarini Madhaji. 爱心交流这个词只适用于奉献者和主 Krishna 之间上演的消时光。主 Krishna 与恶魔之间的活动不适合用爱心交流这个词来描述。即便恶魔前世在主的 Vaikuntha 是看门人，请教阿叔，我的理解是否正确 ？OK. Oh, she is saying about the.Loving activities. Is that true that this word is only proper to be used in the pastime between Lord Krishna and his dear devotees? However, the activities in between the demons and the Lord Krishna cannot actually use the word of loving exchanging activity to describe. Even the demon for his previous life is the doorkeeper of Vaikuntha.So my question is that if I am understanding this in the right way.
Well, not all demons are like those demons like Hiranyakashipu and his brother or Ravana. These demons are not ordinary demons.
并不是所有的恶魔都像是 Hiranyakashipu 或者 Hiranyaksha 或者 Ravana 这样的恶魔。这些恶魔可不是普通的恶魔。
Because they were originally the doorkeepers of Vaikuntha, and they were cursed by the four Kumaras.
因为他们最原初呢是瓦昆塔的看门人，他们被四库玛尔兄弟所诅咒。
And Lord Narayana, the Lord of Vaikuntha, he said it was actually his arrangement that they didn't behave properly and they were cursed.
那么这个主 Narayana 就瓦昆塔的这个主，就是说，其实就是他们不好，就是他们的行为不端，而且被这个诅咒这件事情实际上是被安排好的。
So they commit a mistake, and that mistake was induced by the Lord, so they would be cursed by the Kumaras.
所以呢，他们就犯了错，而这个错呢是由主所诱使的，然后呢诱使他们犯了这个错以后呢，就使得四库玛尔兄弟可以诅咒他们。
Because the Lord wants them to take birth as demons, so they would act as His enemies, so He would have opportunity to have a good fight with them.
Because this way, the Lord can make them become demons, and then the Lord can have an enemy to fight with, and then the Lord can have a good fight with these enemies.
So they were devotees.You know, behaving like demons just for the pleasure of the Lord, so the Lord could have a fight with them. Because in the spiritual world, the Lord cannot have a serious fight. There are no enemies. But in the material world, some souls can pose as enemies of the Lord. So he wanted them to become like that, just for the sake of having a...
所以说呢, 就是这些奉献者, OK, 那么就是这个恶魔呢, 他其实本来是奉献者, 但是呢, 就是为了要取悦主, 所以说呢, 才成为了恶魔, 从而呢, 使他们来到物质世界, 可以使他们和主进行一场酣战, 因为在, 灵性世界里面, 是没有任何人, 可以以这种恶魔的身份去和主进行这样的抗战的。 但是呢, 在物质世界是可以把, 就是这个恶魔的这个身份这样去摆置, 然后从而使, 主能够满足他想打仗的这种愿望。
But the other demons are real demons.
但是其他的那些恶魔可是真的恶魔。
And other demons, Krishna does not need to kill them personally.
而其他那些恶魔呢, Krishna 又不需要自己这个亲自去杀死他们。
Through material energy, is taking care of them.
所以说呢, 他就用他的物质的能量就把他们给搞定了。
He sent a little COVID and he killed so many of them.
就把一个小新冠病毒这么一派来, 就杀死了好多。
But when he kills personally, it's for the benefit of the demon. It means he gives them liberation.
但是呢, he killed the personally.
He kills them personally. He gives them liberation.
Oh, okay. Okay. 但是呢，如果他要是亲自杀的那些恶魔的话呢, 那他其实是把这个解脱赐给了这些恶魔们。
So these are very special demons. These demons, they appear at three lifetimes. The two brothers appear in three lifetimes. So they were very special demons. And then they did so much, their service as demons was so nicely done that Krishna gave them a reward and they took birth in the past times of Lord Chaitanya's Jagai Madai and they were saved by Lord Nityananda himself and they became great acharyas.
这些恶魔们他们非常的优秀的完成了他们作为恶魔的这个服务，所以呢就很取悦主，所以最终呢主就赐福他们在主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的消失光中的时候呢变成了迦噶赫玛黛，然后最终得到了朱尼提安南达的救赎，然后他们还成为了伟大的Acharya。
Okay, next question.
The next question from 淡然一笑吗的心意智性假稳。 在身体的哪个部分, 在大脑, 心脏部位, 还是在哪里? The question is that where are the mind, intelligence, and false ego located inside of the body? Are they inside of the brain, heart, or anywhere else?
They are in the area, in the region of the heart, not in the physical heart, in the region of the heart.
他们是在我们心脏的那个位置, 那个地方, 但是它并不是在这个心脏器官里头。
They are surrounded by five types of very subtle airs.
他们被五个很精微的气所包围。
And the brain is just like the hardware, the mechanism where the mind uses for different functions. But the mind itself, the intelligence and the ego, the soul, with the ego is all in that subtle body in a region of the heart. The soul is there. The soul is surrounded these three subtle forms.
那么这个大脑就好像是我们的这个机械的这个硬件一样，但是呢，它的这个软件就是构成这个大脑的这个心意智性假我，或者说是这个灵魂。 这三个很精微的这个东西呢，它都是处在心脏位置的这个区域。
So that's where the soul is. The soul is in a region of the heart, not in a physical heart. The region of the heart, in the center of, which is the center of the body, and the soul is surrounded by this subtle body made of mind, intelligence, and false ego.
所以说呢，这个灵魂它就处在我们的这个身体的最中心的这个位置，也就是心脏的这个位置，但并不是处在心脏的这个器官里面。 那么这个灵魂呢，它是被这个精微躯体的这三个部分所包围着，也就是心意、知性和假我。
That's why the word mind and heart are often used interchangeable in Srila Prabhupada's books. When Srila Prabhupada speaks, purify the heart, it does not purify the physical heart, it's purifying the mind and intelligence because they are there in the heart.
那所以就为什么在Srila Prabhupada的这个书里面经常会把心意和心这个词来混着用？那么经常Srila Prabhupada就说呢，我们要洁净我们的心。那他其实他的意思并不是说是去洁净我们的心脏，而是去洁净由心意、智性和假我所构成的整个的这个心的，就是心意这个状态。
So the heart refers to the mind, refers to the intelligence, also refers to the consciousness because the soul is also there in the heart.
那因为呢，所以呢，这个心它其实指的是心意、智性，还有就是我们的知觉。因为呢，这个就是这个灵魂，它就是在知觉、心意的这个核心的这个位置的。
Next question.
Next question from Lalita Kumari Mataji. 顶白阿叔，感谢翻译和主持人。今天是强有力的一个艾卡达西。Krishna 对 Yudhishthir 大军说，遵守这个艾卡达西非常的严格，包括不刷牙、不喝水。除了水和牛奶，这个戒食就是不成功的，整夜不睡，狂歌载舞，这样严格的规律是否适合这个卡利的遵守呢？卡利年代的遵守呢？怎样可以成功的遵守这个艾卡达西呢？请阿叔给些建议，谢谢您。阿叔 ，please accept my very humble obeisances. Today is a very powerful Ekadasi. Krishna told Yudhishthira Maharaj that. By this Ekadasi need to be very strict, including no teeth brushing, no water drinking, other than water and milk, should fast from all of the other things, otherwise it's not a successful fasting. And also need to stay whole night to, crazily chanting and dancing. So I wonder for such strict rule, such strict way to follow it, if it's a proper way to, for this Kali age.So what will be the successful fasting for this Ekadasi? Please give us some suggestion. Thank you very much.
Well, we just have to fast the way Srila Prabhupada and our previous acharyas recommended us.
我们只是需要按照 Srila Prabhupada 以及我们之前的 acharya 们所给我们建议的那样去戒食就好了。
We either fast completely if you wish fast completely even not drinking water if we wish.
如果你要是愿意的话呢，你可以来一个完全的戒食，甚至于不喝水。如果你要是想这么做的话
，If you are able to do, you can do.
如果你要是能做到的话呢，你就可以这么去做。
But the purpose, main purpose, is that you save time to chant more, to hear more about Krishna. It's just to save time.
但是呢，这真正的目的呢，是在于你能够省出一些时间来，能够聆听、唱诵更多的关于 Krishna 的信息。
The austerities we perform is just to increase our hearing and chanting about Krishna.
那么，所以所有的这些，它的目的都是为了要能够让我们更加加深的对 Krishna 的念诵。和聆听。
So these recommendations in the list that you just mentioned is for people in general, particular karmakandis who are interested in benefits in life, not for bhakti yogis, those who are practicing pure devotional service.
那么您在这个问题中所列出来的这些戒食的方法呢，它主要是对那些 karmakandi， 就是在于这个物质的生活中希望能够得到一些益处的人，他在信守这一天的时候所做的事情。但是对于 Bhakti Yogi， 就是对于修习奉爱瑜伽的这些奉献者来说呢，是不需要这么去做的。
It's not bad if you do it, but you don't need to do.
当然如果你要是能够做到的话呢，对你没有坏处，但是呢不需要这么做。
So we follow the simple method given by Srila Prabhupada. Either we fast completely and we don't even drink or we just fast and drink or at least the minimum we should abstain from eating grains and beans because this is the most most terrible food to eat in Ekadashi, because all the sinful activities take shelter of these two items, grains and beans, on Ekadashi day.
所以说呢，我们就按照释迦牟尼佛法所给我们提供的这种方式来解释就好了，或者要不然就是全戒，不喝水、不吃饭这一天；要不然呢，就是至少在今天不要吃五谷或者豆类。 因为呢，在艾卡达西这一天吃五谷和豆类是非常危险的，因为所有的这些罪恶的这些活动全部都藏身在了五谷和豆类之中。And
if you want to perform austerities to offer more service, then you can chant all day long.
那如果你要是想做更多的服务的话呢，你可以一整天都念诵。You
can chant 64 rounds minimum.
你可以至少念今天念64圈。
And if you want to do even better, you can stay all night long and just chant and hear about
Krishna.
At least Srila Prabhupada recommended 25 rounds on Ekadashi.
那至少Srila Prabhupada他这个建议我们呢，在艾卡达西这一天呢，要念诵25圈。
And abstain from eating grains and beans, or abstaining from eating if you can.
然后呢，就是不吃五谷，不吃豆类。然后，如果是可以的话呢，就彻底不吃饭，不喝水。
So in this way, you can save time to chant more, to hear more.
那这样呢，你就可以省下一些时间，能念诵的更多，能聆听的更多。
Okay, next question.
The next question from Charuchitra Mataji. 阿叔，请接受我恭恭敬敬的礼拜。谢谢Dana Kelly的翻译。谢谢您。我的问题是聆听瓦坛和阅读瓦坛有区别吗？怎么恰当的把时间分配给聆听和阅读？ Okay, 阿叔, please accept my very, very humble obeisances to you. My question is that hearing Srimad Bhagavatam versus reading Srimad Bhagavatam, are there any differences? And also, what is the right way to allocate the time to hear and read?
Hearing or reading is about the same.
聆听和阅读实际上是一样的。
Sometimes hearing in association of devotees, we can get more benefit because it creates a group energy and it's very, very purifying.
而且有的时候呢，当我们从奉献者那里去聆听的时候呢，可能会得到一些很特别的益处，因为呢，它会营造出一种集体的能量，然后呢，这种能量是很有净化力的。Means
we may be more focused, more absorbed, because when we are really alone, we may be distracted by many things. And because we are alone, We may do other things and then go back and read and go back and hear. Or you are hearing and doing many things. But when we are here with a group of devotees, then we tend just to be there hearing and doing nothing else. So it's more focused.
那么当我们在和奉献者们一起聆听的时候呢，我们就可以让自己变得更加的专注。但是呢，当我们自己在读书的时候呢，可能我们就 一会儿分心又干去别的了，可能我们这会儿再读两行，然后呢去干点别的事儿，然后再回来再读两行，然后呢再去干别的事儿。但如果是和大家一起读的话呢，我们就能够更加的专注，就去干这一件事儿。Anytime
is good for hearing or reading Srimad Bhagavatam.
在任何一个时刻都是很好的念诵和聆听是念不扎瓦坛的时间。
But if you have the opportunity to do that early in the morning before sunrise or a short sunrise, then there is more possibility of being more concentrated, more absorbed.
但是如果要是在太阳升起之前，或者是在太阳升起的这个时候，如果要是能够有机会阅读圣涅巴达瓦坛的话呢，那这会儿就可以让我们可能会更加的专注以及更加的沉醉其中。
Okay, Dinatarina also has a question.
Yeah, 请教阿叔，25个物质元素中有两个是假我，一个有两个假我，一个是假我，另外一个是受污染的意识，也称为假我。这两个概念有什么区别？ So my question is that among the 25 elementary material elements, there were two false egos. One is false ego. The other one is the contaminated conscious. Actually, it also has been named as false ego. So what are the differences between these two false egos?
There's not much difference because consciousness is a symptom of the soul. So to say that false ego means that consciousness is contaminated.
Okay, 其实这两个假我他们俩之间实际上是没有任何的区别的，因为意识它其实也是讲的是灵魂。那么这个假我它其实也就意识是它这个假我的指的是被污染了的灵魂。
Consciousness is the symptom of the soul.
不对，这个意识它是灵魂的特征。Thank you, Ashu.
So you cannot separate.
意识和这个灵魂的这个特征这两个事，他们俩之间是不能够分开的。
So if consciousness is contaminated, then we develop false ego.
所以呢，当我们的意识被污染了之后呢，那我们就产生了假我。
But then there's the real self, which is considered the 25th element, is the real self, the soul.
但是呢，还有这个真我，那么也就是说是这真我被认为是第二十五个元素，那就是那真正的灵魂。
24 material elements, and then there is a spiritual element, the soul, the self itself.
所以呢，这物质元素呢，一共是有二十五个。那然后呢，还有第二十五个元素，这第二十五个元素就是灵魂这一元素。
24 material elements and the 25th is the soul.
That's why I said, Ashu.
You said that because it sounds me 25.
Okay. Please allow me to say it again. 对不起啊，那我再重说一遍啊，就是这个物质元素一共是24个，然后呢还有第25个元素，这第25个元素就是灵魂。
Pure consciousness.
那么这是纯粹的知觉。
Thank you very much for your questions.
非常感谢大家的问题。
Because they are for the benefit of all.
因为这些问题呢，都是为了大家的福祉而提出来的。
They are about Krishna.
而且这些问题呢，都是跟 Krishna 相关的问题。
They can satisfy the real self.
那么这些问题呢，都是可以使我们真我得到满足。
Thank you very a special thank you for.Sati and Dhanakeli Mataji for allowing this opportunity to have this Krishna Katha together.
那也非常的感谢 Sati Mataji 还有 Dhanakeli 能够允许我们有这样的一个时间，可以我们一起共同的进行 Krishna Katha 这个活动。
Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaura Pramanande, Hari, 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 Go.
阿叔 Kijai， 百分的知音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那么我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了，非常非常感恩我们亲爱的阿叔 Krishna Vadadeva 为我们如此精彩的讲述以及对所有问题的耐心的解答，非常感恩萨蒂玛吉为我们安排这么好的平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，祝大家有一个非常快乐吉祥的爱卡达西 Krishna 知觉的一天，深深的礼拜大家 Hare Krishna。